from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jason, do we think the full extent of the law is going to come down on our 42-year-old Hernando man who stole Penny's exclusive phone posits?
I don't know. Will Penny extend grace? You know?
That feels like the question, right? Like, if Penny wants to go light, he can. Like, I feel like that's the real question to me.
The details are going to matter. You know, how deep this runs, what kind of operation it was. Was this just a guy who was literally, you know, just peruses rich neighborhoods and takes packages from outside the gate because he figures there's something valuable in there? I don't know, but I think it'll all, in terms of, I don't know, my guess is you do it to probably fullest extent of law, Jeffrey, because one thing this is for MPD, it's a chance to say, hey, we get things done quickly. And again, yeah, I mean, obviously what they would tell you is, listen, we work like this for everybody, for all of the city. But the point is, you went and got it done for one of the city's favorite sons, and that's a good look, and I think it's part of the reason why you saw it tweeted. I can't recall. John pointed this out. He was the first to see the tweet. I cannot recall the last time I saw them tweet about a, you know, pretty essentially, I know it's a Class E, but a simple theft here for the most part. So clearly they were, you know, patting themselves on the back. And look, to get to the bottom of it that quickly, that is good. You just hope it's being applied across the board. But, yes, for them, hey, we went out and we cracked the case. And so, from that standpoint, for that reason, maybe they do push it to the extent of the law. So, you know, it's a good look for everybody involved. Or, you know, I'm still, and I listened to y'all earlier on, but I had to run off to some business real quick. So I don't know if y'all got back to it, but Penny was saying he told WREG 26 pairs. The incident report says 14,
right?
Which is significantly less. Were there more that haven't been recovered? Have these been recovered? I'm still interested to hear more details on just how much he got and sort of the value on these things.
Yeah. So I don't know. 14
Muns has got on that 2100 in terms of these are exclusive. I'm not speaking of number of shoes. The 14 is what the incident report had, but I just got to believe that the value of these things, being that they weren't for sale, you know, and Nike had made them exclusively, obviously for Penny, maybe a little bit higher than the 2100. But again, who knows? But hopefully we'll get some more details on that. Why this went down and how it went down.
Yeah, I don't know, because Kevin had mentioned 26, and now you say that, I do remember the WREG story from a couple
that
of nights.
From Penny, yeah. Yes. That came directly from Penny, that it was. That's why I pointed out that it was 26 pair.
And so maybe this is 14 were recovered?
Perhaps.
But yeah, I would feel like that would be noted, right? 14 of the 26 or something. I feel like that would be noted.
Or Penny maybe exaggerated a little bit, so we get the police on it. We get the police on it quickly. You know what I'm saying? 26 a lot more than 14. You know, either way, hopefully the problem solved. But yeah, man, I am. You got ESPN weighing in. You know, Penny's phone posits get stolen off his porch. There's not a more Memphis basketball story than this one right here.
Well, it's also kind of a tough look for when the DeSoto County people like to claim all their crime comes from Memphis. It's like, hey, guys.
Oh, you're right. Don't do that.
I hate to say it. I kind of gave a fist pump just like I did when I saw when Hideki got robbed. And then I clicked on the story last week. And I was like, yes, London, not in Memphis. Exactly. So I was like, yes.
Hernando man.
Yes.
Exactly. It's supposed to be all us going down there and ruining y'all's lovely DeSoto County and everything.
Yeah, now you know how the other half live,
Yeah, y'all bring into some of our best neighborhoods in Memphis. We got to crack down on these kinds of people.
Did he, so what's your theory? Did he bring the shopping cart here to push it around it? Like, where were those photos were taken in Memphis, right? Like,
they were on Central Avenue. Yeah.
Does he have it stashed for his operation when he comes to Memphis? Or did he push it all the way from Mississippi?
Was it in his car?
This is a great question, Cerrito. This is why I'm interested about more details, because it looks like from those pictures, one of them looks like he's standing outside of perhaps a Walmart wall and taking that shopping cart. One of them looks like he's standing in his own yard. But back to the other point, if he had gone to Walmart, pulls this thing out, I'm imagining he's got some other form of transportation to get it there and then into the neighborhood. And I'm kind of envisioning this guy going shopping, in that central Goodwin, that neighborhood. A lot of those gated houses, dude, that whole area is nothing but rich folks. And so I'm sort of imagining this guy taking the shopping cart, whether it's by truck or whatever, into the neighborhood and then going through there like the Grinch, man, and picking out whatever he wants. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Maybe he feels so, brazen about it that, hey, I'm a white guy in a rich neighborhood. In this case, with a shopping cart, nobody's going to call me in. I mean, how else can you, unless he's just simply Looney Tunes, how else can you explain it? The guy looked extremely cool doing it. I just know that, if you'd had somebody, somebody else out of there, somebody you're bringing over from Binghamton to push around, I'm telling you, that would have got shut down. That would have got called in fast by the neighborhood
That's still a shopping cart with a ton of boxes.
I would also point out, while he is white guy, that is not the white guy that'd be welcome in that neighborhood.
Bro, I'm telling you, how come we didn't get more calls on this guy? Clearly, he felt like he had, as my man Paul Mooney used to say, the complexion for the protection to be able to pull that off that neighborhood and get up out of there.
There's no question he's super casual, but my first thought was it did get called in, but like a lot of stuff that's happening, it gets called in, no one really does anything about it, and then as soon as Penny starts talking about it, we find out it's Penny Hardaway, all of a sudden stuff got done.
Listen, man, stuff got done, and that's important, because if you recall, Penny Hardaway several weeks ago was very frustrated, with the way that fans and criticism of the job, or the way fans were grading what they say of the job he's done. He was on edge. We've seen a calmer Penny since at it, the Pro-Am and TPC South win. But the point is, you didn't need Penny any more rattled than he already is going into an already critical season. And so, thank God we could get these shoes back for him so he can focus on basketball.
Yeah, this had to be a massive distraction, right? You can't even think about your team, right?
They were big enough that he's reporting it. You know what I'm saying? They were important enough to him that he's reporting it as a distraction enough that he wants these things back. So, absolutely, I'm glad we can finally put this thing to bed. And, again, I've had some people that have said, that seem to know a little bit more on this already than what's been reported, keep saying you're not going to believe all of this. So I'm hopeful that means, because they keep on alluding, there's going to be some more details about this thing that –
The amount of boxes to me suggests more than just the shoes, right? Like, that looked like a ton of stuff.
I don't have the picture in front of me. I'm driving, but was it three boxes ultimately or four?
Well, and then I couldn't tell if there was something under. Yeah, I thought there was maybe one under, in the actual shopping cart, but the other ones are kind of stacked up high. But I think it's also safe.
Can you explain the backpack?
Yeah, he had a backpack on.
You know, I think he used that to at least throw off my partner to believe he was homeless. John thought from the backpack photo that my man was homeless. So maybe perhaps he even used that to throw us off the scent of who he was or his residence down in Hernando. Again, it's you know, we there are so many still unanswered questions, guys. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess probably not a Mensa member. I think that's probably where I would start.
That's not one of his tattoos.
No, I do not think. Kevin and I were talking.
Yeah.
Do we think at any point, like, do we think he knew that he was stealing from Penny Hardaway? Because I made the argument. I think if you know you're stealing from Penny Hardaway, that makes you. I would be a little bit more apprehensive for the exact reasons that we're seeing play out. Like, if Penny makes it public, like, it's going to get fixed.
You know what? I mean, it's a great question. I would lean towards no. I would lean towards, again, this guy probably knew the neighborhood. This is probably not the first time he's done it, is my guess.
I mean,
that was my first question for John in terms of if I'm the police, I'm asking Penny Hardaway, you know, has this happened before? Where and keep in mind, this is not at his door either. I mean, there's a gate. To my understanding, I've seen pictures of there's a gate with that home. And in this case, these packages were left outside the gate, is my understanding. Whereas in a lot of these cases, a lot of these those rich gates, right?
Yeah,
there,
they let them in.
Walk through, they let them in and everything else, and you can put it right on the porch. So I will say that it doesn't seem like, at least it doesn't seem like, from my view, like the delivery service did him any favors by leaving it right there at the gate. And but back to the point, no, I'm guessing it's not so much him knowing Penny's house, although you know that it's another theory, as much as it is him knowing this is a rich neighborhood that I can go hit, and I'm about to take my shopping cart, you know, through it and go on a shopping spree here. Like, my guess is he's done this before in that neighborhood and just knows, hey, you know, whether it's Penny's house or whatever, these are going to be valuable items, you know, maybe in a lot of cases because they're going to rich people right around there.
I'm looking at the Channel 3 story, and his name is Ronald James. So at the very bottom is they have a typo on there.
Two first names.
But the sentence goes, James Bond has not been, James Bond has
James
not.
Is.
I mean, yeah. Seriously, can we get any more headlines? Yeah, exactly, like headlines or grabs or
Bond
things
has
of memes
been
off,
set.
Off of this thing. It's hilarious.
I do love how Penny gets his shoes stolen and Patino gets an expensive bottle of wine stolen. Although,
it really is. Like, you could play a game of list the coach, what would be the item you would, like, match them with? What's their item?
You know how much I love, like, when things make sense. Like,
those all match up.
Patino, although I've now talked myself into, I'm wondering if Rick tried to pull a fast one on everybody, and it's like, they stole my wine that's worth 100 grand. Oops. Because the other stories, that airport's like, well, it's $375 worth of memorabilia.
No, I would not put that past Rick whatsoever. You know, and for me, whether and maybe it's the home cooking.
Yeah.
But for Penny, you know, shoes stolen, we got to go get them back. For Rick Pitino, a bottle of wine stolen, it's kind of like the fist pump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Way to get him. Way to stick it to the man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.